Chapter 11. Finding Tenants. The story, a rental property for free. I was lying on the carpet and looking out through a very clean window at some palm trees under a clear blue sky. The carpet was brand new and it had that special smell to it, a scent I have grown to love. It's a scent that comes around almost every time we have a new rental cleaned up and ready to go. This time felt a little better than usual. I was in a 50-year-old travel trailer with a wooden add-on, and if it were a few weeks earlier, I would not have laid down on that floor even if someone put a gun to my head. We had gotten the structure as part of a bigger deal and figured that since it was still standing, we should try to clean it up and see if it rented. It would be a bold move, as it probably wouldn't attract the best type of renters, but if we could find a good fit, it would make a nice addition to our cash flow. When we purchased the properties, we never got a chance to have a closer look at this old travel trailer. All we knew was that there were rumors of a homeless lady living in it. Luckily, we never saw that lady, but there were definitely signs of someone less fortunate spending time in there. Needles, bottles, broken furniture, and a bed with hundreds, if not thousands, of cigarette butts all over it. I remember looking at it and feeling like I had landed right in one of those tragic movies about lives that have gone wrong in the American South. There was nothing in there that I would even dare to touch without my gloves on, and you had to study the ground thoroughly before moving your feet. It was a proper mess, and almost a bit shocking to be the owner of something so dodgy. I made my way through and looked at everything that was in there before making my way back out where I could brush myself off and say, "What a good day. This place is fantastic. It's been tortured by squatters and drug addicts for years, but it's still solid as a rock. If we can get this baby cleaned up, we've got ourselves another $500 a month." The next day we had a crew of burly men come by and get all the debris hauled away. A big job, but before we knew it, everything was out and we were ready for paint. A fresh coat in every room and all around the exterior made it look like new again. We cleaned off a foot of rotting leaves from the roof, fixed a bunch of doors and windows, and replaced all broken plumbing. New flooring in the kitchen and bathroom, new ceiling in the living room, and a new water heater under the sink. When the project neared its completion, we had one more major hurdle to get past. Someone had removed the electric meter several years back, and the only way to get the power back on was by getting a county permit and installing a new one. In order to get the county to give us a permit, we had to have the majority of the electrical system rewired by professionals. A very expensive job. Luckily for us, one of the very few reliable contractors we know happens to be a seasoned electrician who, unlike most other contractors, always shows up and delivers on his promises. He came out, told me what parts of the job I could do myself, then had his guys install a new breaker box before the county was brought out to inspect and make sure everything was to their liking. That process ended up being more of a debate than an actual evaluation of right and wrong. A debate that our electrician won, even though the county worker really wanted to be able to deny the permit. As we wrapped up the renovations by installing a new toilet and laying down our new carpet, it really looked like a winner. We would very likely be able to make income from something we initially thought we would have to pay to get rid of. It felt fantastic. Our way of judging whether a property is good enough to rent is to evaluate whether we would live in it ourselves. This weird little trailer ended up being so nice to be in that we quickly made the decision that it was good enough. We actually loved it, and to us, that meant it was time to put her out for rent. As with every new rental, we were faced with some decisions regarding how to find and manage tenants. Or, what if there would be several tenants? That wouldn't work. This place wasn't big enough for a group. One single guy who likes where the trailer is located would be best. Should we try to find him ourselves or ask a property manager to find him? Property manager or no property manager? A question we have asked ourselves lots of times by now. You know what? Why don't we give it a go on our own? We have a good idea about what we want our renter for this property to look like, Let's just go see if we can find him. Happy and excited about having a nice little unit to rent and the possibility of putting all that money made from rent in our own pockets, we set out to find our renter. Our main channel for reaching our potential tenants was the internet. A nice ad with pretty pictures of the house and some text highlighting how nice the area was. An ad that worked pretty well. The first guy who came to see it liked it and said he would have taken it, but he also spotted something else. Another unit we had across the street that was about to come up for rent. He took that one, and we were back on the hunt for a renter to fit the trailer. Our second visitor who came to take a look was a woman, a kind woman who had an interesting eBay business, but a very frail and dainty woman. She liked the trailer, but was a little nervous about living alone like that and not in an apartment complex. Both my wife and I agreed she would probably do better in a normal studio apartment. Then a final visitor, and he couldn't have been a better fit. A really nice man who worked as a framer, doing jobs all over Florida. He had a truck, a Ford Mustang, and a sporty motorbike that he could park in the shed we had on the property. We really liked him, and he loved the trailer. A perfect match. His background checked out fine. He had a great credit score, and he was kind. We knew this was the guy. We signed the contract the next day and met up with him at one of his work sites to hand it over. He paid us rent for the first month, and we took a $1,000 security deposit before handing him the keys. Our renter was in, and we had turned a busted up and overgrown trailer that used to host homeless people into a nice, clean, and appreciated home for a good, hard-working young man who loves living there. It felt great. The story in numbers. Monthly income. Rental income equals $555. Vacancy loss equals $0. Same renter has stayed with us since the purchase. Total income equals $555 per month. Monthly expenses, cost of owning the house. Taxes equal $4. Repairs and maintenance equal $15. We have had to do a few repairs. Insurance equals $20. Management fee equals $0. We manage the property ourselves. Loan payments equals $0. We paid cash. Total expenses equal $39 per month. The house creates a monthly profit of $555 minus $39, equaling $516, which equals a yearly profit of $6,192. The cash-on-cash return is calculated by taking the annual cash flow, rental income minus expenses, and dividing that with the money invested in the property. This time that number came to $17,000 for purchase and repairs. $6,192 divided by $17,000 equals 0.364 or 36.4%. The facts. Once you have a property ready to go, you will have to decide to what extent you want to take care of it yourself. One option is to do it all. A second option is to do parts of it, and a third option is to hire everything out. In other words, do you want to be the property manager or hire a property manager to do the job for you? The three different options will inevitably give you different results, as hiring help comes at a cost you will have to deduct from the income your property produces. Hiring someone to find tenants takes a load off your shoulders, which can make life as an investor a lot easier, but you will make less money. To figure out what might work best for you, ponder these questions. Do you have the time to meet and interview renters? Are you good at dealing with people? Can you afford to hire it out? Is it convenient for you to get to your rental? If you do it yourself. Tenants are the customers for us investors, and I think we can all agree that happy customers make for better business. The goal when searching for tenants is to find a good fit for your place. Someone you think will appreciate staying there, has the money to pay for it, and won't wear your house to the ground. The easiest way to reach potential tenants is through online advertising. If you are close to hospitals or universities, they might have local channels of communication that you can use to reach specific people as well. I try to be pretty upfront with what type of renter I'm looking for. An ad might look like this. The property is located in your town, close to the your school slash mall slash workplace between X and Y. Your town is known for its fishing slash shopping slash beach, etc. There is a convenience store slash restaurant slash bakery within walking distance from the property. City center and super Walmart slash shopping mall are just X miles down the road. It's a 1,200 square foot house with 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. Trash, water, and lawn care will be the responsibility of you as a renter. Before moving in, we will need the first month's rent and $1,000 in security deposit. We will check your credit and your background. Proof of income and references are appreciated. If you are interested, please email us with your information and we will get back to you. Thanks and looking forward to hearing from you. The ad is then followed by a few nice photos. An important thing to keep in mind when going through the process is to avoid discriminating. It is illegal. My preferred way to keep it safe and under control is to limit all communication to email only. That way, I don't say anything I haven't thought through. When I get contacted by a potential tenant, I email back and ask for all the information I need about them. Once I find someone who seems like a good fit, I go ahead and schedule a showing at the property. I have realized that there is a lot of gut feeling and general perception involved. One of the first things I look at is how they park, how they keep their cars. If they fly in and park in a weird spot with a messy car, they tend to have a hard time understanding systems and keeping clean. Those are bad traits for renters. If they have a clean and well-maintained car and park it where you would expect people to park, they are taking care of their own things and they respect systems. Good traits for renters. I then show them around while trying to make sure they aren't lying about themselves by asking general questions. Before they leave, I take the information needed for background and credit checks, then tell them that I will get back in touch. If they seem like decent people, I give them a copy of our lease so they can read it through before potentially signing it. The final step is to look at their background. You can search arrest records, check their Facebook, look at their credit, and if you feel insecure, pay for a more thorough background check online. Other options include calling their employers and previous landlords. What I usually find most important is to make sure they haven't been evicted before. When I find people who seem like a good fit and who make enough money to pay rent, I meet with them again and sign a lease. A lease is the legal document that states the terms of the agreement you and your tenant enter into. Having a good lease is important as it can help you a lot if there are issues with a tenant down the road. You might find good ones online. If not, go ask a real estate attorney to make one for you. I never give tenants access to the unit until the lease has been signed and the security deposit plus first month's rent has been paid in full. If you do parts yourself. When looking for a property manager, use similar strategies as you would when hiring contractors. Ask around and browse online forums to find some potential companies. Meet with as many of those as you can and then try to figure out which one is the best fit for you. Most of the property management companies charge around 10% in commission. That means they will keep 10% of the rental income as their payment for managing the property. On top of that, they will ask for at least half of the first month's rent and some extra fees for paperwork. I have managed to negotiate the fees, which is something I recommend you try as well. Any saving of this kind has a big impact over time. When it comes to the parts you can do yourself, there might be ways to take work off the property manager that gives you a better deal. Meeting tenants, taking photos, talk with your manager, and see what you can do. If you hire management, your property manager will be the one who takes photos, makes the ad, and interviews the renters. Once they find good ones, they have their own contracts and they meet with the new renters to sign and hand over the keys. They take care of the background checks and hold the security deposits. This Rolls-Royce version of real estate investing is very comfortable, but it comes at a cost. You will lose 50 to 100% of the first month's rent, plus approximately another 10% of the rental income. The management companies usually take care of all work involved with renting, so if done right, you won't have to do anything at all. That said, I have had companies struggle to find good renters, which resulted in months of unnecessary vacancies. If you feel like their process is too slow, take matters into your own hands. Go out to the property, take some nice photos, make an ad, and start forwarding potential renters to your property manager. Action items. If you are going to find and deal with tenants on your own, read up on your local tenant-landlord laws. Make sure to avoid discrimination. Try to get a good rental agreement or contract, as it protects you if things go wrong. Trust your gut feeling and avoid getting desperate, as putting the wrong people in the house just because you want to get started often ends up being a lot more problematic than having it empty for another month or two while you are waiting for the right renters to come around. When searching for a management company, browse around online, ask other property investors, then meet with as many as you can. Try to negotiate a price and then let them get to work with renting your property.